quickly burned it the other way for the Redskins. Oh, what a shot! Burner on the dead run. She was clobbered from the side by a Tiger defender, hooked it high off the glass. Somehow, miraculously, it went in, and the official signals good. It counts, and that's the right call. Boy, it was one you would never make in horse, I don't think.
Well, if somebody fouls you in horse, you get the fight anyway.
Color and play-by-play of boys and girls high school basketball can be heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com, including the close shots and close games.
And look out now, Fairlug, you got it to 2-1. Here is Lessing diving into the lane. Arches up a teardrop in front, hit the rim twice. Good, it went in. Wow, it's a two-point game, 51-49. Power move by Brady, around and out, no good. Stick back is in. Brady will remove the muscle man on the board. That trip down the floor.
Did a great job of staying with the missed shot.
Open look, 15-footer in again. Sarah Pettinger, red hot. She gains another jumper.
And you will jump for joy when you hear your favorite teams. The Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, Minster Wildcats, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets. They're all winners.
And you're right. It comes down to the coaching. It comes down to the philosophy. These kids don't expect to lose. They figure out a way to do it. Gordon Veers to the right, still behind the arc. Loops it this side of the top of the key to Gallimore. And Gallimore jumps and shoots a triple. Nothing but court. All net. It was perfect.
Nothing but net. The internet. ScoresBroadcast.com.
Here's a quick retry. Left wing. Trevor Modern. Bingo! He's got it for the Raiders. Meyer in the right corner. Set. Shoots the long three ball. Anna left her open. Swish. She's got it. Fine form of that jumper by Cassie Meyer. Here is Sosby faking left, going right. Drew lets one fly. Three-point land. We could tell that one was in all the way. And it is. Right down through the bottom of the well.
Oh, those state championship moments and special plays.
Baseline to Dylan Cordano. Oh, look at it go. A reverse layup. What a shot by Dylan Cordano. Well, that deserves a super califragilistic expialidocious. Good one. Both huge cheering sections of Fort Loramie fans behind us and across the way are going crazy. Bedlam at the Schottenstein Center. The first state title in girls basketball for Fort Loramie. Redskins win it by 15. Let the game begin here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Chuck and I love what we do. We thoroughly enjoy bringing you Shelby County boys and girls basketball. We've got a passion for what we do. We hope you enjoy our webcast coverage. Let's get the party started. 25-footer, Yostamp, good, good! Yostamp rifles it a bomb.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, he had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Well, good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We're at the Pickwick Arbery Gym. It's the upper bracket sectional championship game, boys division four. Fort Loramie takes on Rushu. The two clubs met twice in round robin play in the Shelby County League, home and away. And it was 48-44, Rushu one game, 35-32, Rushu the other game. Points were difficult to come by. Each club made some three-pointers. Wasn't a lot going on in the interior of those two games, Chuck. Very physical. Tyler Siegel for Fort Loramie had 6-8 in the two games. In one of the two games, Tebby and York had four field goals between them for Rushu on the inside. Tebby did pump in 16 in game number two. Jake Garrity had 10 and 11 in those two regular season games. He made 4 3-pointers in those two games combined. Cody Gasson had a very good game for Fort Loramie in the first outing. He pumped in 2 threes. Braun was the leading scorer for Fort Loramie in game two. He had 12 in that game, hit for double digits, made 3 threes in that game. It's going to be physical, rough and tumble. There will be charges. There will be balls pried away, shaken free, players bumped, balls on the floor, no fouls called. It's going to be one of those kinds of games. The club that's the strongest taking care of the basketball and rebounding on the inside will probably win.
Well, we have three officials. I don't know their names, but I've seen them. They do a nice job. They're going to have a key to this tonight because they're going to have to decide how physical they're going to allow it to be. But I promise you, in the lane, you are not going to go up with anything uncontested.
Right.
Everything is going to be over top of somebody, and I don't see it be. I mean, it was in the 40s and in the 30s. I think it's going to be in the 40s again. If it's above that, I think the advantage goes to Rushu.
Yeah. One thing that did stick out to me, Chuck, when I looked closely at the scoring in the two regular season meetings, Jack Daypore, who's flying high right now for Rushu, he is Mr. Instant Offense off the bench. He didn't score in either game. 0-0.
Yeah, that's not going to happen tonight. I can guarantee it.
Exactly. You're right about that for sure. Two close encounters. Fort Loramie had opportunities to get the two contests tied in the waning seconds. Didn't get it done. Rushu prevailed. Very interesting, Chuck, about this Fort Loramie team. Now 12-12 on the year. The first time 500 since 1-1. Loramie then went 6-11 after 17 games, and the Redskins are even up 12-12. Only loss in that stretch of time on the road in Tri-Village overtime by a basket.
Well, and we watched them early and we watched them late, and early they weren't a very good basketball team.
No.
But they have turned into as good as anybody in the area, and that includes Rushu. And I guarantee you that Coach Cordonier has not allowed them to think that you've beaten them twice. This is going to be a game of two teams. They've game plan for this thing. They know how they want to execute, and the team that executes the game plan the best tonight is probably going to win the game.
Yeah, talking about Jack Daypore not scoring in the two regular season meetings, Fort Loramie in one of the two contests, the second one, did get made threes in that game from Burning, Rosengarten, and Worman, and now more than ever,
The Redskins players on the perimeter all have tremendous confidence. So does Day 4 for Rushi. Garrity was a Redskin killer during the regular season. I think the club that is able to make some outside shots might in the end spell the difference. It's going to be difficult in the paint. Siegel may pick up a couple, three fouls in the first two, three quarters. If he goes to the bench before York has to sit down with two or three fouls, advantage Rushi. I asked a lot of Fort Laramie people. I knew the answer. Who's your chiefest rival when it comes to basketball? They said Rushi. I asked a lot of Rushi people, who's your chiefest rival when it comes to basketball? They said Fort Laramie. So it's a fitting climax to the upper bracket section here at Pickwick tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be a heck of a game. The crowd is filing in. It's going to be a standing room only crowd. It's going to be loud in here. But Fort Laramie has been the tale of two teams in this tournament even. The first night, they shot threes, set a school record for threes, 10 in the first half. Then they played on Tuesday night. It was inside with Siegel. Siegel scored 20-some points, and it was a totally different type of game, and they have the ability to play both. Rushi is going to play defense. They're going to shoot the three. They're going to go inside to York and Tebby. I'm excited about watching this game tonight.
Both clubs have built their depth over the course of the season. Each team might have been a little thin at the start of the campaign, focusing on six or seven. Now both squads, Chuck, 9-10 deep, without question.
Right. I mean, Rushi started the season with really nobody with varsity experience. They had just a very little bit.
Yep.
And they have built that as they go. What has been the common denominator in both is Spencer Cordonier is the coach who was there through the years with them as an assistant. And the second thing was these young men that are seniors had lost three basketball games before this year as freshmen and JV. So they knew how to win, and they play really well together. And then on the other side, Coach Britton has taken a team that I don't think in the beginning was buying into what he was trying to accomplish, but boy, they have now, and this is a very, very dangerous Fort Laramie team.
And you're right, over the last month, Fort Laramie has learned how to be victorious, too.
Right.
In tournament games so far, Fort Laramie has beaten Mechanicsburg 75-50 and Mississinewa Valley 58-46. Rushi has cruised twice, 69-32 over Bradford and 70-33 over Lehman Catholic. Keep in mind now, the winner of this game this evening advances on to a Thursday, March 3rd district championship game at either 6 o'clock or 7:30. At the UD Arena against either Southeastern or Cedarville. That's the winner from the Troy lower bracket sectional. So the winner of this game between Rushi and Fort Laramie moves on to a district title game next Thursday night at the UD Arena at either 6 or 7:30, the opponent Southeastern or Cedarville. And then the winner of tomorrow night's lower bracket sectional championship game here at Pickwick between Fairlawn and Jackson Center will return next Thursday to UD in the other game of the doubleheader against either Cincinnati College Prep or Cincinnati Christian.
And I've taken a look at some of the scores, and I don't know who they're playing, but boy, Cincinnati Christian scores a lot of points.
Yeah, sure do.
And so I bet they're going to run into a team in Jackson Center if they get there. I promise you they've never seen defense like that.
Except
Fairlawn is not going to be a walkover for Jackson Center.
Nope. Keep in mind, in the regular season, first meeting at Fairlawn, Jackson Center needed two overtimes to win. Had to come back from a double-digit deficit early in the fourth quarter to get the game tied to force the two OTs.
Right. That's going to be – we have two of the best matchups in the state of Ohio, Division IV, I promise you.
Yep, for sure. So many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, including three new ones, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, Sydney Car Care in Sydney, and Primary Eye Care Associates, multiple locations throughout the region, in St. Paris, in Troy, in Fort Laramie, in Jackson Center and in Sydney. And gratitude to these anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass, new location in Fort Loramie, had been in Clayton, now in Fort Loramie, still owned by Jason Meyer. So privileged to have AAG Inc. on with us for the sixth consecutive year. Parker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, on now for 7 years with us here on scorersbroadcast.com. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, 6 years. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, an anchor underwriting sponsor since our start 9 years ago. A founding underwriter, Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, new location in Troy. On the web with us for 8 years. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. On the web with us for 6 years. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, 6 years as well. And the Sydney Daily News providing us with great support here on scoresbroadcast.com. We've had a partnership with the SDN sports page and Ken Barhorst forever. These additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and in Knoxville, generation after generation with great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, go a night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Gaufney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for even more savings at Gaufney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The in-between, just south of Buckets, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. These Anna sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions, in Anna near McCurdyville, on-time high-tech computer solutions. Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions, excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers, Inc. And these Fort Loramie game sponsors, gratitude to Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Fort Loramie. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. A tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, on the web at TomJerry's.com. Place all your confidence in Tom Timmerman and Mike Holdhouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's, family-owned, building a quality name on developing relationships, a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's, Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Lauderdale. Don't forget, tomorrow afternoon, here on scoresbroadcast.com, we've got a couple of big girls Division IV district championship games for you. Webcast time, 12:45, Fort Loramie versus Cincinnati Country Day. Tip off at 1, and then after that game, a 3 p.m. tip for the contest between Jackson Center and number one seed Tri-Village, as the Tigers look to upset the Patriots in that 3 o'clock game tomorrow. It is nearly a full house here at Pickwiz Garvey Gym. A sea of blue and gold across the way, red and black behind us, as these two rivals get together in this sectional championship game here tonight at Piqua. Don't forget that we are on the air thanks to Sydney Car Care, a new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. Sydney Car Care, prompt and priced right. Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer. Terrific service, on time, affordably priced. Sydney Car Care, located in Sydney, 1084th Avenue, between the drive-in and the hospital. Ken Barhorst, Sydney Daily News sports editor, being recognized right now. He was honored just recently by the Ohio High School Athletic Association for his service to Shelby County, the Upper Miami Valley, and West Central Ohio. So many thanks to Ken Barnhorst. I tell you what, he has made dedicated commitment to sports journalism here in the Upper Miami Valley, high school sports especially, Chuck. Where would we be without Ken Barnhorst?
Well, I'll tell you what, and what is absolutely cool is all the coaches past and present that came out here to honor him and be out there with him. Ken and I go way back. He was a Piqua Catholic kid when I was a junior high here in Piqua. And we battled on the basketball floor, but he is a great friend and a great sports writer.
Every time I call him, Chuck, 8 a.m., noon, 3 p.m., 10, 11 o'clock at night, he's at the office. We've got the starting lineups next on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
When your car is down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
There is a first. The guest on the scoreboard, the fourth party Redskins.
Well, we hope here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com we are able to talk over the crowd and you can hear us. Fortunately, we are not seated in the second or third row. We are in media row, even with the scores table. Fort Laramie bench directly to our left. Rushi bench down to our right. But it's going to be raucous, quite noisy, extremely loud. It should be quite a game, very physical. Good, healthy competition, backyard rivals in the hoop sport here in Shelby County. Fort Laramie and Rushi. The Redskins wear the road black, red numbers outlined in white. The opening five, Drew Worman, 5'10", senior, 9.5 points a game. Tanner Rosengarten to guard, 6 feet tall, a senior, 4 points a game. Dylan Braun, 6'1", a sophomore, 13 per outing. Also in the opening five, Evan Burning, 6'2", sophomore, 6 a game. And Tyler Siegel, 6'7", sophomore, 8 points, 6.5 rebounds per contest. And being introduced now for the Rushi Raiders, the starting five, Josh York, 6'5", Cole Tebby, 6'2.5 on the front line. York at 10.5 a game, Tebby at about 8.5 a game. Jake Garrity, 6'2", at a wing. He's at close to 9 a game. Lockdown defender Trevor Monin, just under 6 feet tall, at a guard, along with Dylan Cordonier, who stands at 5'11", and we're set to go. Rushi, the home white blue numbers outlined in gold. Redskins huddling up at the foul line to her left. Raiders huddling up at the foul line to her right. And the Fort Moore, the opening five, has entered the floor at the moment. Redskins will be moving from left to right on your phone or computer as you use your imagination. And Rushi from right to left. These two head coaches have done splendid jobs with these clubs this year. Corey Britton for Fort Laramie, Spencer Cordagna for Rushi. Year number two for Corey, opening season as the mentor of the Rushi program for Spencer. Opening tap won by the Redskins. Werman's got it in the backcourt. Right side pass to Braun. Overplay by Trevor Monnen. He got a fingertip on it, and the ball splashed off the arm of Dylan Braun. That was a correct call. It went out of bounds. Officials right on top of the first one. And Rushi's got possession after the Fort Laramie turnover. Top of the circle, Garrity spots up, shoots the three. It rimmed in and out, no good. Rebounded by Tebby, punched away by Fort Laramie. Here come the Redskins. Dylan Braun romps into the corner to Werman. On top, it goes to Burning. Out inside to Siegel. Shot fake. Up and in. He's got it. Tyler Siegel picking up where he left off. He had a great second game of the tourney. 2-0 in favor of Fort Laramie. As the Redskins right away struck their stuff and hammer the ball down inside. Rushi's got the ball in the right corner. Now to Tebby, top of the key. He goes high-low for York. Knocked away by Fort Laramie. Loose on the deck. The Redskins get it. Siegel down the floor to Braun. Braun 25 feet away. Gives it up to Werman. To Braun, 28 feet out. To Siegel, high right. York comes out to greet him, double team. Right corner Burning, give and go back to Siegel. Seven-footer, in, out, no good. Real tough break for Tyler Siegel on the six-foot rim job.
Yeah, still a great set to run down there, and they got the shot they wanted.
It sure was a very good offensive formation run by the Fort Laramie Redskins. Siegel's shot just spun around three times and came out of there. Deep in the right corner, Trevor Monnen for Rushi. Starts a drive, pulls up in the baseline. He's checked by Fort Laramie, and a travel is caused.
Well, he ran into Tyler Siegel and shuffled his feet.
Inbounding in backcourt is Fort Laramie against token pressure. Crossover dribble by Vernon. Rifles a pass up ahead, and it's off the fingertips of Werman. It goes out of bounds into the Rushi student sharing section.
Well, the first team to settle down here is going to have an advantage because they're both really pumped up right now.
It is 2-0 in favor of Fort Laramie. 6:11 to go first quarter. High post York. Top of the key, Dylan Cordagna. Veers left. Pulls up outside the lane. York at the foul stripe. Wide open down low. Trevor Monnen, the guard, took the bounce pass from York and laid it in. He lost his man to tie the game up at two. Dylan Braun hurries into the forecourt. On the arc to Burning. Left side pass to Werman. Garrity on his shoulder. Now to Rosengarten. Here's Burning. Burning to Braun. Braun spots up. Guns the three ball. Way short. Rebound caroms to the corner. Out of bounds. Rushi possession. Raiders will bring it down. Token pressure from Fort Laramie. In backcourt, Cordagna. Pitch and catch with Trevor Monnen. Tied at two. 2.5 minutes gone. Ball weave left corner to York. York barrels across the lane. Shoots a runner from 8 feet. Missed it. Off the flange. Rebound Fort Laramie. Leaking out the other way. Braun. Driving layup. Good. 4-2 Fort Laramie. 5:11 to go. First quarter. Rushi at midcourt, Cordagna. Long heave up to Tebby. Fakes, drives, stops, pitches it up toward the rim, and got the roll.
Good no call that time, too. They just let him play on.
Rushi beat pressure. Tebby got the shot to crawl over the iron. We're tied up at four. 4:50 to go, first quarter. Rosengarten, right corner. Shot fake, drives. He's in traffic. Throws to Braun, head of the key. He slips down the lane. Ball hits the underneath side of the backboard. Goes out of bounds to Rushi. Redskin bench wants a deflected ball on the shot by Braun. They might get it. The referees confirm. Yep. That is the correct decision after all. Yeah, I like that when they get together and get it right. Redskins retain the ball low left. 4:42 to go. First quarter. We're tied at four. Worman inbounds. Knocked right back out of play by Garrity of Rushi. Inbounding again for the Redskins is Worman once more. Zoning underneath the basket is Cordano Ferrucci. Ball lobbed it out back to Burning. Fires a pass right corner of Rosengarten. We're tied up at four. Center circle, it's Worman. Now Rosengarten, 30 feet out. Baseline right, Burning. Pulls up, shot fake, drives. A leaner, foul, Rushi. Two free throws, Burning. Dylan Cordonnier picked up the common foul for the Raiders. In the act of shooting was Evan Burning for the Redskins. He's at the stripe with a pair. His first one is up and in. 5-4, Fort Lauderdale. 4:30 left to go here in the first quarter. Upper bracket, sectional championship at Pickler's Garbage Gym. Burning again, front rim, backboard. It rolls around and goes down three. 6-4, Redskins up a bucket. Three quarter court pressure will be applied here by Fort Lauderdale. Brad Kleiman has checked on the floor now for the Redskins. Kleiman, 5'11", tries to guard York, who comes in steamrolling from the left corner. He took a long 60-foot pass. Kleiman interfered with his shot at the basket. York tried to roll it over the front of the rim. It bounced off as a result of the contact by Kleiman, and York's got two. And Paycor has checked in for Rushi now. They got offense on the floor. Yep, 6'2", sophomore, Jack Daypore in now for the Raiders. Foul shot by York, good. 6-5, Fort Lauderdale up one. Second one also in. Each team has hit two free throws, or even up at six. In backcourt, Burning, near side to Worman, for Fort Lauderdale. On the bounce, over the timeline, right corner Rosengarten. Back to Worman, between the rings to Burning. Now to Rosengarten, right side to Worman. We played half the first quarter, tied up at six. Here's Worman, threading his way down the lane. Dishes off, rolling left to Burning. Shot fake, Rushi's on his back. No good, foul. Raiders pick up the personal against Kleiman, it was. In the act of shooting below the rim, and Brad's got a couple shots. 6 foot senior toes the strike and missed it off the heel. Fort Lauderdale, Chuck, has done a pretty good job so far getting the ball down inside on the block. Yeah, the shots are contested, but they are somehow, some way, putting the ball in position to score from short range. Kleiman hits on the second one, 7-6, Fort Lauderdale. 3:54 to go, first quarter. Dribbling up the right side, Monner around Worman. He coughed up the basketball. Monner dug it off the floor, though. Give it to York. Shot fake, power move, good.
He could be the difference in this basketball game if he has the kind of night he can have offensively.
Josh York has gone to the rim twice. He's got 4 points, 8-7 Rushi. Oh, Burning spots a teammate down low at the left. It's caught by Kleiman. Kleiman hits it. Foul against Rushi. Wow, Brad Kleiman's coming off the bench for the Redskins. He has made a mark on this game. Very good look from Burning to Kleiman. He nailed a close-in shot. He stayed on the floor. The Raiders leaped up in the air. Then Kleiman invited contact, laid it in. He connects on the free throw, and the Redskins are up 10-8. 3:31 to go here in the first quarter. Glad you could join us for all the exciting action here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Lauderdale Rushi, upper bracket sectional championship. Here's Daypore over the timeline. Knocked away. Good steal by Worman. Worman all the way down. Up and in. Drew Worman with a pickpocket at midcourt. He blitzed 50 feet. 12-8 Fort Lauderdale. Daypore wraps up the right side of the floor, and Dylan Braun gets there late. Tried to draw the charge. It's a block. Ball out of bounds to Rushi. 12-8 in favor of Fort Loramie as the Redskins try to pull off the upset and upend the number two seed Rushi Raiders. Outside the arc, near wing, it's Trevor Monning. Near the top of the circle to York. Right flank to Willie Cordaglia. Lobbing across the floor to York in trapping. Caught it. He spun and hit the shot.
That was very athletic, because I'm telling you, Laurie knew what was coming. They were calling out lob.
Yep,
and he still got the ball.
Redskins were ready, still could not prevent it. That was a skip pass cross court. Lower to left to York. He made it happen. He's got six. 12-10. Fort Loramie up two. Here's Dylan Braun, 30 feet away. Gives it up outside the arc to Nate Plyman, who's in now, 6'3 junior. Top of the circle, Burning. Good matchup, Trevor Mon and Dylan Braun. Here's a drive at Burning, right down the middle of the floor. A lot of congestion in the area of the paint, and it slammed away, blocked out of there by Rushi. Trevor Mon down to Daypour for a three. No good. Long rebound, Daypour. Caught it, drove, laid it up, too hard. And we got an over-the-back foul on York of Rushi. And that is two on Josh York.
He tends to pick up some fouls early in games, and that was a hustle effort, but he had no chance of getting that rebound.
That we talked in the pregame about that very fact, who would get two or three fouls first, York or Siegel. And Josh York with 6 points is on the bench with two personals. A minute 54 to go here in the first quarter. 12-10 Fort Loramie. Baseline right, it's Cordaglia. Steps back. Or I should say it's Lerman who steps back and pumps in the triple. Drew Lerman created space. Rushi dared him to shoot. And Lerman knocked it down. A line drive three ball. Here's Martin driving the lane. Off to Tebby. Tebby forces one up. Low on the left. He's got it. He's undercut on the play. Count it plus one. As Tebby hit the floor very, very hard. He pops right up with a smile. He earned those two. Well, Chuck, you get a basket at one end. You better play defense immediately, or you're going to get scored on right now at the other end.
Yeah, well, and that was an outstanding job of getting back down the floor, and Tebby saw a little bit of an opening. That takes guts because he knew he was going to get hammered.
Yep, York and Tebby have made power moves, getting down the floor fast on the block. He missed the free throw, trying to convert the three-point play. Long rebound back to Tebby. Short jump shot, no. Rebound for Loramie. Foul in the paint against the Raiders.
Siegel coming back out there, and he's coming out there without Josh York playing defense at the other end. He should be able to have a field day down there at this point.
5-10, Jody Counts is on the floor for Rushi. Picked up the last foul. Five on the Raiders, three on the Redskins. It's 15-12, Fort Loramie. A minute 24 to go here in the first quarter.
Well, they're running Buckeye, and that's the one where they try to get the ball to Siegel down there, but they turned it over.
Here's Dylan Braun. Bounce pass to Rosengarten. Swiped by Rushi. Daypour down the floor in the right corner to Tebby. Gives it up back to Dylan Cordaglia. High post, Garrity. Loops it outside the arc on the right to Cordaglia. A minute to go here in the first quarter. Deflection. Steal by Rosengarten. Driving layup. Overshot it. No good. Rebound by Cody Gasson. Might have been fouled. No call. Rebound to the Raiders. Baseline right, Tebby. Hop, step, and a jump. Banked it. Rimmed it. Long rebound, Rosengarten. He's fouled in backcourt by Counts. And that's number two on Counts. It is rough and tumble as we predicted. A lot of contact is being ignored. If it changes, perhaps a possession or someone's control of the ball, it's being called. If there's no advantage gained, it's being let go.
And that's what happened that time. There was some contact, but once the ball was lost by them, they had no choice but to call the foul.
Yep, you're right. Here is Braun, give and go. Siegel low on the right. Out back to Rosengarten. Left corner Burning. 30 seconds to go. First quarter. Fort Loramie up three. Here's a rim job by Loramie. A three-pointer. Circled the iron twice. Came out. Rebound Fort Loramie. Off of the Raiders last, though. And the Redskins still have it. 26.5 to go in the first. 15-12 Redskins. Garrity guards the thrower. It's Loramie. in low on the left to Burning. Knocked away by Rishi to midcourt. Burning gets it back, and he walks.
Wow. Out of contact that time.
Yeah, this is, without a doubt, Chuck, the first ever to be played Fort Laramie Redskins Rushi Raiders clash on the gridiron. It is a football game.
Well, they're banging each other, but I love the effort. The effort is outstanding.
Redskins led by 4, 12-8. They lead by 3, 15-12 now with 17 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here's Munn at midcourt. Trevor, guarded by Worman, gives it up to Daypour with 9 with 8. Munn runs the attack, still 25 feet away, down to 5. They clear out for Trevor. Baseline drive to the top. He's got it. He's got it. He beat the buzzer. Heck of a play by Trevor Monahan. Redskins up one after one. 15-14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near, we're Car Star. Relax,
we'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Chuck, you've got a score from Jeff Bray.
Yeah, Jeff sent us a score 16-12. Centerville leads Sydney, end of one in their sectional final.
Here is Connor Modden starting the second quarter for Rushi with a long 25-foot three ball. Missed it. It grazed the iron on the backside. Loose ball rebound out of bounds, and it was nicked last by Fort Laramie. Rushi will play in 13 seconds into the second quarter, one-point game, Redskins lead.
Well, Worman had the ball, but he hadn't established himself back on the floor, so they didn't get to keep it.
Monahan 20 feet away, Trevor to Connor. Near side, Daypour sets and shoots the three. It rattles out. Tyler Siegel's got the rebound. He lost it near sideline, gave it up to Dylan Braun. No travel called. Now Worman poked away from behind McGarity. Out of bounds in the corner. It should stay with the Redskins. It is highly physical.
And what a crowd.
Filled to the rafters here at Pickwick's Garbery Gym. I don't see a vacant seat anywhere. Unless it's behind our banner up in the left corner. Good ball movement by Fort Laramie. Great pass. Dylan Braun hit through Worman. Low on the right. He laid it in. He was hacked as he scored. Oh, what a play by the Redskins. Two very crisp passes. The inbounds throw on the arc to Braun. And then Worman, who had pitched it in play, peeled off a screen, scored the bucket, made the free throw, and the Redskins have matched their biggest lead for 18-14. 7:20 to go here in the second quarter. Daypour, left corner, Connor Monahan streaks through the lane. Gives it up to Jake Garrity. He fires a triple. No. Too hard off the back brace. Rebound ricocheted out to Worman. To Burning for Fort Laramie. Head coach Corey Britton barking out instructions to our left. Here's Rosengarten, left corner to Burning. Fakes right, goes left against Connor Monahan. Dumps it to Siegel in the lane. What can he go to work? Tyler Siegel got the field goal. Rushi needs a timeout. Rushi needs a timeout. Redskins up 6. Tyler Siegel, a muscle man on the inside. Early second quarter. Fort Laramie up 20-14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Well, Chuck, you often wonder how difficult it will be for one team to beat the other a third time in the span of a season, especially if they are rivals and pretty evenly matched. Fort Loramie is telling Rushi tonight, you're going to have a real tussle with us.
Oh, yeah, well, they did twice in the regular season, so this is not a shock. But Fort Loramie has calmed down quicker than Rushi has in this game.
Here's Daypore with the ball for the Raiders, who are behind the six. Right wing, it goes to Codanya, arching up a three, fades back, left it short. Long rebound to Worman, 1-on-1 against Codanya. Worman in the lane, blocked from behind by York, who committed his third foul. My goodness, what a turn of events. Josh York has scored 6 points already in this game in a span of about 3.5 minutes of playing time, but he's now committed three personal fouls.
Yeah, that's not good. Not good at all for the Raiders.
Free throw by Worman is up and in. Redskins red hot at the stripe. Drew Worman knocks down the first shot. Number two coming up. Fort Loramie is up by 7. 21-14. Second free throw, Worman. Yes. 22-14. Again, Chuck, just what we talked about in the pregame. Who will get the second and third foul first? York or Siegel, and quickly, just 10 minutes into this game, Josh York has got not two, but three.
And he had a 6-point start to the game in the first quarter.
Sure.
They're going to miss him.
Indeed. Here's Monin driving the lane. Baseline right to Tebby Ferrucci. On the arc to Counts. Deep left corner. It goes to Trevor Monin. Monin on the bounce. Cuts through the paint below the foul strike. Gives it up to Tebby on the arc. Near side to Counts. Counts launches a three ball. It's a smooth one. Perfect. Beautiful jumper from long range by Jonah Counts. That is a mighty important basket for the Raiders.
Yeah, that stopped the bleeding, and that was the first three that hit out of the first six they've taken.
Yeah, you're right. Raiders were 0 for 6 to that point behind the arc. Here's a deep left corner three ball by Fort Loramie. It's good! It's good! Drew Worman is on fire for Fort Loramie. He's playing a tremendous game. 13 points. Worman with 13 of Fort Loramie's 25. 25-17 Redskins. Here's Rushi penetrating the lane. A feed low to right for Tebby. It's smacked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. 5:12 to go here in the second quarter. The Raiders beat Fort Loramie 35-32, 48-44 in the regular season. Redskins are up by 8 now. 3 minutes gone. Second quarter. Counts on the arc. Starts to drive. Pulls up. Head of the key, Trevor Monin. Monin back to Counts. He sizes up another three. Missed it too hard. Long rebound. Nate Plyman up the floor. It goes to Cody Gasson. Outside the arc to Dylan Braun. Overshot it from 25 feet. Rebound down to Counts of Rushi. 8-point lead, Redskins. 4:40 to go, second quarter. Near side pass to Tebby. Tebby gives it up to Codanya straight away. Guarded by Burning. Now Trevor Monin. Ball high overhead. Fakes left, goes right. Flips it to Counts. Now Tebby. Fakes left, goes right down the lane on the run. Foul blocking against Fort Loramie. Tebby drew the two-shotter. And for the Raiders, Chuck, the outside shots, except for the recent one, the Counts not falling. Rushi's going to have to somehow, some way, find crevices, gaps in that Redskins defense and drive it to the hole. Tevy's doing a good job of that. But with York sitting on the bench right now, it almost becomes a perimeter game for Rushi. Tevy at the free throw line for Rushi. Swishes the first free throw. Second one is dead on as well. And it's 25-19. The lead for Fort Loramie is 6 with 4:19 to go in the second quarter. Burning whistles his way up the left side of the floor. Gives it to Cody Gasson, who's on the court now. Cody's had a good tournament, the 6-foot junior. Here's an overplay by Tevy, a steal, a deflection to Garrity. Back to Cole, driving, no, but a foul. En route to the basket on the floor. It's going to be a ball out of bounds situation for Rushi. Fort Loramie, by the way, has picked up, or I should say the Redskins have picked up 5 fouls, the Raiders 8. Unfortunately for Rushi, York's got 3 of the 8.
Yep, and that was the second foul on Dylan Braun, too.
And that will handicap Fort Loramie. Dylan with a pair.
But boy, I would make it up for it is Drew Worman. What an outstanding first half that young man's had.
Oh, yeah. Trevor Monin's all over Dylan Braun and vice versa. Neither one can get off a shot. Here's Trevor Monin deep in the right corner for Rushi. He's being harassed. Gives it up out back to Counts. Into the lane, Tevy. Tevy maneuvers against Siegel. Left corner, Dylan Cordaglia. Good! A long triple! 25-22. 5 quick points by the Raiders. You are within 3. 3:40 left to go, second quarter. What a tremendous atmosphere. It's a great game. Here's Burning, a shake and bake move on the arc. All the way to the rim. He missed a gimme. Point blank driving layup by Burning. Hung on the iron and fell into the lap of Dylan Cordaglia. Raiders can tie now with a 3. Monin, left corner to Tebby. Gets a screen from Trevor. Outside the arc to Daypour. Daypour against Worman. Deep right corner, Trevor Monin dribbles with the left hand, head of the key, Tevy. Near side to Trevor, 3:04 to go, first half. Raiders down 3. Great drive of Trevor in the paint. Looped it, missed it. Rebound Counts. Shot fake, foul. Siegel belted him. 2 free throws for Counts. Is that the first on Siegel, Chuck? Second. Uh-oh. Tyler Siegel's now got 2. Josh York for Rushi on the bench with 3. Dylan Braun's got 2 for Fort Loramie.
Jonah Counts has come into the game and sparked the Raiders here in this run to get back into it.
Yep. Jonah Counts, the senior guard, 5'11", young man out front for Rushi, has lit a fire under his team. Fouled the active shooting a moment ago. First free throw hit the front rim. It crawled over and in. Second shot, yes. 25-24. Rushi has scored 7 in a row. Fort Loramie up 1. 2:50 to go, second quarter. Redskins have got to get Braun involved. Worman lost the ball at midcourt, got it back. Drew to the head of the key. Left side Burning. Burning on the bounce, picked up by Dayport. Left side of the floor, Gasson. Cody on the dribble, he's doubled. Deep left corner, Burning, he launches a triple. It's in there. Evan Burning can the three-pointer. Well, the Redskins have been getting 3 balls from everybody the last few weeks. The confidence has been contagious.
Every game seems to be a different kid.
Yes. 2:15 left. Second quarter, Daypour down the lane. Daypour's off balance. He missed it. It hit the rim, bounded away. Daypour not off to a real good start for Rushi. Redskins up 4. Burning drives the middle. Dishes low in the left. Here's a deflected shot by Garrity. Knocked back out to Cody Gasson as Fort Loramie resets with 1:52 to go in the second quarter. Here's Rosengarten. Baseline drive. Pulls up. Tries to skip it cross court. It hit the rim. Fort Loramie got it back though. Burning. Rosengarten. 1:38 to go, second quarter. Redskins up 4. Burning on the arc. Steps back. Guns it. Makes it. Wow. Woo. Evan Burning hotter than a firecracker. He's knocked down a couple in a row. 6-point lead Redskins. Here's Garrity driving to the lane. Off to Counts. A lot of contact. A blocking foul against Fort Loramie. Rosengarten perhaps was too far under to get the benefit of the doubt.
Well, I think that's the correct call. I'm just not real sure. In college and pro it is, because there's an arc. Down there, they don't have it. I'm not sure that wasn't a charge.
Here is Counts shooting a pair, and he hits the first one. 30-25, Fort Loramie's lead is 5. 1:23 to go in the second quarter. Boy, the Redskins have gotten three-pointers from players other than Dylan Braun in this game. Counts bumps in the second shot, good. He comes off. Cole Tebby back on for Rushi. And I tell you what, Chuck, you're so right. The Raiders can look to Jonah Counts as being just what the doctor ordered. Urushi might be down by double digits.
Well, he came in and scored 7 in this quarter when they were down 8.
Deep right corner, Burnings got the ball. Cross court pass to Werman. Fakes left, goes right, pulls up, guns the 15-footer. Missed it off the back brace. Strong rebound. Pulled down off the glass by Daypour of Urushi. 58 seconds to go. And what do we have? A timeout by head coach Spencer Cordonier as the Raiders crossed over the midcourt line. 58.5 to go here in the first half. Fort Loramie owns a 4-point lead. Don't miss out on the big sale of furniture at Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Everything is priced just right. Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Go to the website for Goffney Furniture for even more savings. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Goffney Furniture. Go to the website for even more savings at GoffneyFurniture.com.
Well, you would think this was going to be a Rushi pace, but I'll tell you what, Loramie has dictated the tempo of this game so far.
Yeah, the Redskins have been working the ball quickly, attacking the basket. They've been on the mark shooting the threes. The offense has been crisp. And Rushi's been on its heels much of this first half. And right now, the Raiders are playing for the last shot, behind by 4, late in the second quarter, with 28 seconds to go.
I don't mind this, because they've got York on the bench with 3 fouls. So go ahead and just run this clock down. Take one last. The worst you're going to be down is 4.
Logan Brackman on the floor now for Fort Loramie. The 6'3 senior Tyler Siegel with 2 fouls is on the bench. 10 seconds to go. Raiders continue to hold it. Near side, Daypour. Cross court to Dylan Cordonier. Right corner, Garrity for a triple. He's hacked on the arm. He was tagged on the wrist by Rosengarten. I think 3 free throws are coming up with 2.6 to go. Yep. The official gives us the okay sign with the 3 fingers in the air. He's got the index finger and the thumb together, and he says it was a shot taken behind the arc, and Garrity pours in the first foul shot. 2.6 to go, first half. Second free throw, Garrity. Good. Rushi's within 2. 30-28. Second shot by Jake.
8-for-8 in this quarter from the free throw line for the Raiders.
And the foul shooting has enabled the Raiders to keep it snug. Second shot, Garrity. I should say the third one. In. He's got all 3. Here's Burning the midcourt for Fort Loramie. A long one. It is in the air at the buzzer. Off the top of the backboard. Hit a couple cables. Came down. Hit the rim. Wouldn't have counted. Didn't go in anyway. But it was unbelievable. Almost a magical make by Burning. Hitting the backboard, a cable, a post up above the backboard, maybe a boulder or two, almost went in, but it was all for naught. Even had it gone in, it was late. Well, Rushi down by 8, 25-17 in the second quarter of play, trails now by only 1 as the Raiders got to the free throw line, including 3 of them by Jake Garrity with 2.6 to go in the second quarter. And Garrity's three made free throws have enabled the Rushi Raiders to creep back within a point, 30-29 at our halftime break. Adam Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville is owned by Adam Rice, and it reaches out to aid small businesses in the region, providing high-tech computer solutions for you, PC and network repair, remote management, virus spyware service, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices, phones, handhelds, iPods, and iPads. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, high-quality computer service, on time, phone 937-538-6948. That's 538-6948. Adam Rice at Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Don't forget, we're on the air tonight thanks to a new underwriting sponsor, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi. Because of Francis Schulze and other strong and healthy employers in the region, Rushi and surrounding communities are a top choice in which to live, to work, to raise families, and to receive a quality, well-rounded education. The Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, proudly supporting the area's high school academic and athletic programs, which are also promoted by us here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Francis Schulze Company in Rushi is on the web at Francis, F-R-A-N-C-I-S, Schulze, S-C-H-U-L-Z-E.com. 30-29 Fort Loramie. Check our halftime report, brought to you by Always, brought to you always by, I should say. Got to get the horse before the cart. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Raiders down one to the Redskins, who played a brilliant first half.
Well, I'll tell you, the stats are as equally close as the score. 11-10 rebounding advantage for the Redskins. 4-3 rebounding advantage for the Raiders. Fort Loramie turned the ball five times in the first half. Rushi turned it four times. 11-12 from the free throw line for Rushi, and 7-8 for Fort Loramie. Where you talk about shooting the ball when the nerves are out there, this is outstanding by both. Individual scoring, the Raiders were led by Jonah Counts off the bench with seven all in the second quarter. Then they got six each from Josh York, Cole Tevy. They got four from Trevor Monin, and three each from Gordonier and Garrity. They scored 14 and 15, 29 for the first half. Fort Loramie led by Drew Worman, terrific first half with 13. They got seven from Evan Burning, another terrific half for him. 4 points for Tyler Siegel and two for Dylan Braun. They scored 15 in both quarters, and it's 30-29 Fort Loramie at the half.
Well, does Josh York start the third quarter for Rushi?
Has to.
And Tyler Siegel, of course, starts
right
for Fort Loramie.
Yep. Three fouls. You throw him out there. You don't need to save him for tomorrow.
Tell you what, who would have thought that Fort Loramie would have been the better three-point shooting team tonight by halftime?
Well, after watching them play in the tournament, I'm not shocked because they've been on quite a roll.
Yep.
But Rushi could have let this thing slip away, and they didn't, and that's not what they're going to do. We saw them down 14 points to Jackson Center in a game that was turned out to be for the league championship, and they came back in the second half and won the basketball game.
Oh, what a game this has been. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. It's a one-point contest. Redskins lead it over the Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. So many thanks to a new underwriting sponsor, Primary Eye Care Associates. 8 outstanding doctors of optometry serve at Primary Eye Care Associates. Locations in Jackson Center, Fort Laramie, Sydney, St. Louis, and Troy. The Fort Laramie location is new. It had been 20 South Main. It's now at 700 East Park. That's the new location for Primary Eye Care Associates in Fort Laramie. 700 East Park. Accepting new patients. Accepting most insurance coverages. Primary Eye Care open weeknight evenings and Saturday mornings as well. Primary Eye Care Associates, taking care of your vision and eye health for a lifetime. On the web at primaryeyecare.org. That's primaryeyecare.org. 3 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. Fort Laramie 30, Rushi 29. Upper bracket sectional championship game here tonight at Hickwiz Garbrey Gym. Our student athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten by Local Equipment and Jackson Center, which promotes student academic success on Scores Broadcast and has done so since the inception of scoresbroadcast.com more than 9 years ago. LaCal once moved the Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. Tonight we highlight seniors on these two teams. One group of seniors will play another day next Thursday in the district championship at UD. All of these 12th graders, outstanding student-athletes, fine students in the classroom, excellent players on the court for Fort Laramie. The roster includes these seniors, Darren Sager, Drew Werman, Tanner Rosengarten, Brad Playman, Logan Brackman, and Dylan Eilerman. For Rushi, these seniors will be missed. Jonah Counts, Connor Monin, Trevor Monin, Jake Garrity, Cole Tebby, Lucas Bussey, Clay Borchers, and Josh York. These young men, all seniors on the two teams playing tonight, Fort Laramie and Rushi, under the spotlight of LaCal Equipment, located in Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Well, we here on ScoresBroadcast.com don't know where we would be without LaCal Equipment, a founding underwriting sponsor in 2007-2008 here on ScoresBroadcast.com. A great deal of gratitude to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Mary Lee Smock, Roger Dietrich, all the staff associates at LaCal Equipment. Thank you very, very much. Chuck, you've got a halftime score, boys Division I sectional championship.
Yep, Centerville leads Sydney 33-23 at the half. That's not a real shocking score,
because if you were going to tell me it was going to be that low scoring, I was going to give Centerville the advantage. Sydney's going to have to get their athletes going in the second half to win the basketball game.
Right here at Pickwish Garbery Gym, it's 30-29. Fort Loramie with a one-point advantage over Rushi. It was as many as eight at 25-17. Redskins have got the ball first to start the third quarter. And we don't see Josh York on the court, Chuck. No Tyler Siegel either. Wow. Oh, yes, Tyler Siegel is out there. There's 5-0 across the way. There's a baseline drive, but Dylan Braun pulls up, flings it on top to Rosengarten for a triple. It hits off the iron, no good. Rebound right corner, Tebby scrambles, beats Siegel to it. Here comes Trevor Martin down the floor, into the lane for the lead. Overshot it, offensive foul. Trevor Martin went gliding down the right side of the paint. The question was, did Dylan Braun get set or no?
Well, the only person that matters says yes. Big time contact, or I should say big time contact. Had that gone against Dylan Braun, Chuck, would that have been number three?
That would have been his third.
Woo!
Well, that was an important call, to say the least. It would have been Braun's third. It went against Rushi, offensive foul. 40 seconds gone here in the third quarter. 30-29 in favor of Fort Loramie. Bad pass by the Redskins. Picked off by Counts. Counts gets a start third quarter after his fine second period. Gives it up to Dylan Cordonier. Back to Counts. 20 feet away. Over Worman. Launches. Good! Oh, wow! Drew Worman didn't think there was a chance that that ball would be shot by Jody Counts.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Didn't think there was a chance. That was a 27-footer. Rushi up two. Fort Loramie drives the paint. Off-balance shot. Siegel, 8-footer, no good. Redskins seize the momentum, or I should say the Raiders seize the momentum. 90 seconds gone. Third quarter, Tebby loose underneath. Blocked from behind the Siegel. Tebby recovers. He's out of bounds.
Oh, boy, that's that time by Siegel.
But Siegel saved an easy two. Came out of nowhere. Rushi had set it up nicely. Got the ball on the block. Siegel with a cram. Loose ball gathered up by Rushi, but the Raiders were out of bounds. 32-30, Rushi. 6:20 left to go, third quarter. Here's Worman, top of the key, sets it up. Goes right corner to Burning. Gets a screen from Siegel. Back on top to Worman. Ball fed into the post. Here's a leaning hook shot to Siegel. Six-footer deflected. Garrity got a piece of it. Tell you what, Jake Garrity, 6'2 and a half. He plays like 6'4, 6'5.
Very, very good inside defender.
Lengthy arms, good spring. And Fort Loramie has been denied each trip down the floor, all three of them, to start the third quarter. 32-30 Raiders now. Garrity wide open, head of the key. Splash! Splash! He hits a triple. He swished it. And Rushi on threes by Counts and Garrity take the lead by five. Five and a half to go, third quarter. Foul line, Worman. Worman backs it out near midcourt against Counts. High screen from Siegel. Dishes right corner, Rosengarten. His three ball hit the ring. Rebound is secured by Cordonier. Long throw, Monin. Monin barrels to the rim. Overshot it. Rebound, Rosengarten. Trevor was pretty deep. A lot of traffic in there. He was looking for a foul, maybe. Didn't get it. Redskins down five. Haven't scored 3 minutes. Third quarter. They've been blanked. Siegel foul line. Good move. Down the middle. Good! What a play to Siegel. Tyler Siegel caught it high post, put it on the deck, and ripped his way to the basket and banked it home off glass. Timeout. Just under five to play in the third. Raiders up three on scorersbroadcast.com.
Frisch's Haddock is back with an all-new seafood market platter. Last time we sold out of this tender whitefish, leaving some people longing for the classic taste. Breaded fresh and prepared to order. Our haddock comes with sides, a roll, and our world-famous tartar sauce. Or try it in our new seafood market platter. Just $9.99 gets you haddock, six butterfly shrimp, and your choice of two delicious sides. Served with that signature tartar sauce. Hungry yet? Don't miss it. Get to your neighborhood Frisch's today.
4 minutes, 55 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Rushi Raiders once down 8 in the second, lead with 3. It was 5 before the goal by Siegel, seconds ago. Top of the key with the ball, Trevor Monin for Rushi coming out to get it. Left side, Cordonier swings it straight away to Josh York, who's back on the court with 3 fouls. Right corner, Jonah counts. What a game for him tonight. Oh, Jonah gets room. Sets, shoots the 3. No good. This one missed. Skipped off the rim. Weak side rebound, Rosengarten for Fort Lauderdale. Out to Dylan Braun. How many baskets for Dylan so far, Chuck? He's only got 1. Bad pass. Pick off by Rushi. Down the floor. Counts. Counts. Darts into the lane. Offensive foul. He ran over the Redskin, who had set up shot. That was the correct call right there. Did we pick up the number of the Fort Lauderdale player, Chuck, who made that defensive stand?
Yeah, it was Rosengarten.
Tanner Rosengarten planted his feet outside the lane on the right. Counts blasted right through him. Good call by the referee. We're still at a 3-point game. 3 fouls on Counts now. 3 on York. 4 minutes to go. Third quarter. Raiders up 3. Siegel right baseline. Good shot fake. A leaner. Short, no good. Rebound. Got it. Tyler Siegel has been a blockbuster around the rim. He's had his chin on it tonight. 1-point lead, Rushi. 3:48 to go. Third quarter. Monin midcourt. Gives it up on the Pedro Cordonier. Guarded by Werman. Out on the arc. Starts left and goes right. Weaves to Trevor Monin. Monin being checked out by Brad Twyman now. Garrity, Trevor, deep left corner, Daypour. Daypour yet to score. Weaves through the lane, shovel shot, good! Yep, just as I mentioned, Daypour has been blanked. He gets a big goal.
I was just getting ready to say, I might have to eat my words because he hadn't scored yet, and I guaranteed he would.
3-point lead, Rushi. 3:15 left, third quarter. On the arc, Brad Twyman for Fort Lauderdale, hemmed in, goes cross-court, oh, that's ill-advised, easy pick-off, Daypour, the other way, goal! Jack Daypour with a pretty simple interception, telegraph pass for Fort Lauderdale, but the Raiders up a 5, contact with mid-court, Garrity on a hooking foul. No team fouls, second half on Fort Lauderdale. 3 on the Raiders.
Well, the Fort Lauderdale's got to find a way to get Dylan Braun some shots. And what they've run into is Trevor Monin. All-league Trevor Monin. He made it for his defense. And he's doing a heck of a job tonight.
Yep. Trevor, a lockdown defender, is not allowing Dylan Braun to breathe very much in this game. Dylan's only had, I think, maybe... what, 1 rushed shot on a drive, and that's it?
Yep, he hasn't even gotten a 3 attempt off.
Here's Werman, 25 feet away, Fort Lauderdale down 5. Outside the arc to Burning. Evan, deep left side to Gasson. Cross court, opposite corner is Dylan. Let's see if they can find him. Deep right corner, Werman, crowded on the baseline, but Cordonier might have walked. Top of the circle, Burning. High arching skyscraper, no. Off to the right. Rebound tipped away to Garrity for Rushi. Excellent defensive third quarter for the Raiders right when Rushi needed it most. Fort Lauderdale has been trimmed to only 4 in 6 minutes. High post back to the basket. Daypour looks at it. Coach Spencer Cordonier, who gets a timeout. 2:05 left in the third. Raiders up 5 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Right here at Piqua, 39-34, Rushi leads Fort Lauderdale after trailing at 1 point by 8 in the second quarter. Chuck, you have a score update on the Sydney-Centerville game.
Yeah, at the end of 3, Centerville leads Sydney 51-32, and I guess they're just shooting lights out behind the arc.
Elks have pulled ahead by 19. Trevor Monin's got the ball now for Rushi. Top of the circle, Connor. Left side, Dayport. Shot fake, pulls up. Bounce pass for Tebby. Broken up by Fort Laramie and stolen. Gasson lead out to Siegel. Siegel drives, twists and turns. Body foul, Rushi, I think, in the act of shooting. 1:47 to go here in the third quarter. Siegel was off balance. Rushi helped bail him out on that play. Free throw by Tyler, missed it. Fort Laramie shot fouls extremely well.
They were 7 of 8 in the first half. That's their first one in the second half.
Siegel's second one, good. 39-35. Raiders up by 4. 1:44 to go, third quarter. Midcourt, Trevor Monin signals a play to Connor, 25 feet out. Connor Monin looks for the cutter, Tebby. Connor on the bounce, check McGasson. Weaves to Garrity. Garrity pulls up, hand off to Trevor Monin. No team fouls in Fort Laramie yet in this half. Outside the arc on the left, it's Tebby. Tebby looks for help, swings it to Connor. Near side, Trevor. Trevor Monin hangs on. Cuts into the paint, right down the middle, all the way to the rim. Shot it too hard. It hung on the iron, fell off. Tough break. Rebound, Cody Gasson. Wrapped up by a Rushi player. Foul against the white shirts.
Garrity, that's his third.
Garrity's got three. York's got three. Counts has got three. 1 minute, 13 seconds left to go in the third quarter. The 15th foul on Rushi in this half. Fort Laramie still has committed zero. Just over a minute to play. 5 points in the entire quarter for Fort Laramie. Burning drives into the lane. Leaves it out back for Worman to Burning. Burning right down the middle. A leader in front. A teardrop. Got it. Evan Burning, 6-footer. Well done. Sparkling game for Evan Burning. 2-point lead, Rushi, 39-37. 40 seconds left in the third quarter. It has been a thriller. Scintillating, entertaining, exciting. All of those words and more. Down to 28, 27 seconds to go, third quarter. Daypore's got the ball near midcourt. Burning on him for Fort Laramie. Daypore on a drive. He stopped. A little bit of contact, no advantage game. Oh, what a steal! Burning reached in, knocked it free from Monin. Driving layup is good! It's good! Great defensive play by Evan Burning. We're tied. 5 seconds to go, third quarter. Bordagna to Daypore. Daypore's 30-footer. Good! He made it! He made it! Unbelievable last 15 seconds of the third quarter. A terrific steal by Evan Burning. He went the other way. Great shot in the lane. And Jack Daypore, an off-balance 30-foot three at the buzzer, banked in. Raiders up to 3, 42-39 on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Pickwa's Garbage Gym. Now, one outstanding play deserves another. Each team has performed superbly here tonight. Great steal by Burning late in the third quarter. It was matched by a Daypore triple at the buzzer to lift Fort Laramie, or I should say to lift Rushi to a three-point edge at the end of three. And as the Raiders start their offense with the initial possession of the fourth, a holding foul committed by Fort Laramie away from the ball.
Raiders tried to use this to their advantage, Chuck. A made three-pointer to end the period, and they start the fourth with possession of the basketball.
That was huge.
Yep.
Had Dayport got the shot off.
Opportunity for the Raiders to go up to five or six with two straight possessions. Here's a long three, left side. Cordonier airballed it. Rebound loose on the deck. Scrum for it. Worman comes out of there with it for Fort Lauderdale, just like he did in football. Off to Evan Burning. Burning quickly up the floor, charging into the lane. Defensive foul against Rushi. Evan Burning has played possessed enough. He's been terrific.
He's been outstanding.
16 fouls on Rushi. Fort Lauderdale's in the 1-1 now. Here's Siegel, baseline right, took the inbounds pass, missed it, got it back, and scored! Tyler Siegel has been a dynamo on the glass. 42-41, Rushi up one. 1 minute gone in the fourth quarter. A phenomenal upper bracket sectional championship here at Pickler's Garbury Gym tonight. Here's Trevor Monden in the lane, backs his defender down. He's in the paint, maybe too long, and it's called. 3 seconds. Trevor Monden tried to position himself with his back to the basket below the foul lane. He was in there 3 or 4 seconds, and it was spotted.
Yeah, he was. They had to call it.
And when he did give up the ball, he didn't step out soon enough. 42-41. Rushi up one. 6:48 left in the fourth quarter. Inbounding Fort Loramie. And before the Redskins get it in against full court pressure, a timeout is called. Chuck, we'll leave it right here. It's a full. And we'll let our listeners know all about Brookins. It's been a fixture in downtown Fort Loramie since the late 1800s when mules still pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brookins has many old local photos of sports teams on the walls right beside the pics of the current Redskin teams. Well, nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. Sit back, relax, enjoy an appetizer. You see, Dale and Joyce Barnhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go all around, there's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie, 10 Elm Street, on the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S. Fort Loramie with an opportunity to take the lead. Here's a lob pass down inside to Siegel. He's pinned by two players. Missed the six-footer, who was too strong. Rushi got the board. Here's Dayport on the arc. Rushi up one. There's a pass in the lane. Knocked away by Fort Loramie. Down to Rosengarten. A bust out. Rosengarten to the rim for two. A huge turn of events right there. Wow. Pendulum has swung. Momentum Fort Loramie. Up a point. 43-42. 6 minutes to go in this game. Right corner, it's Counts. Counts 25 feet out. Check by Worman. Now to Trevor Monden. Monden retreats. Bounces. Goes to Dylan Cordonier 25 feet away. Josh York playing with a wrapped up right thumb and three fouls. Here's a baseline drive by Cordonier. It hangs. It hangs. It goes in. And he's fouled as well.
Wow.
Whew, what a
nice take.
Yes.
Nice take to the basket.
A super take by Dylan Cordonier. He survived a whole bunch of contact. Did get the ball up on the rim, and it crawled over eventually. Rushi up one. 3-point play. It's up by Cordonier and in. The old school way, he gets three. And quickly, Fort Loramie's 1-point edge is erased. 45-43, Rushi. 5:35 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Evan Vernon. Look at him shaking back in the lane. High dribble. It's ruled a palm. Turnover. Yeah, he would have been okay if he could have corralled it right away, but he took an extra step. Miscue, Redskins. Raiders have got the ball at the timeline up at two. Back to the basket, York. Spin move in the lane. Lowering the right to Daypour. He's crowded. Shot blocked by Siegel. Oh, wow. Fine play by Siegel. Loose ball to Burning. Feed down the floor. Shot taking the lane. Layup by Dylan Braun. No, but he's fouled. Well, the Redskins finally shook Dylan Braun loose in a scattered floor situation. Dylan couldn't find the range. It hung on the back brace, fell off. He was clearly bumped. Two foul shots for Dylan to tie up this game. How many for Dylan so far, Chuck? 2 points for Dylan, and he remains at two. He missed the free throw.
He scored the second basket of the game for Fort Laramie. He hadn't scored since.
Dylan Braun, 2 points. As Chuck noted, he hit the second goal of the night for Fort Laramie. No field goal since. Makes this free throw here. 45-44. One of two for Braun. Hit the stripe. Raiders are up a point. 5 minutes even to go in the fourth. Here's Cordonier midcourt. Left side, Daypour. Picked up by Rosengarten. Here's a drive, blocking foul. Number three on Fort Laramie. Keep in mind now, the Redskins are in the 1-1. Only three fouls in Fort Laramie. Rushi's got to take the ball out of bounds. To the left of the lane, below the basket, Trevor Monin. No, it's Dylan Cordonier who triggers all the way into backcourt. It's tracked down by Counts. Up ahead to Cordonier. 4:48 to go. Raiders up one. We're in the fourth. Near side Counts. High low to Garrity. Good! Garrity shook his man. Design play. Nicely done. Garrity's tough to stop on the inside. Raiders back up at three. 47-44. Near side, Roman. It is broken up by Daypour. Loose ball, Cordonier. Steal, Rosengarten to Roman. Two on two, scattered four. Roman! Woo! Wow! Roman. Fantastic driving layup after the steal by the Redskins. And he's fouled.
It's hard not to get this, smile off my face as I watch both these teams just playing their hearts out.
Worman made the goal. Great steal. Midcourt driving layup. Worman. He was fouled while he scored. He hits the free throw. We're tied at 47. 4:14 to go. A sectional championship game for the ages here at Piqua. Drive to Daypour. In traffic. High off the glass. No good. It's pounded out of bounds off Rushi.
And again, that was Tyler Siegel down there that changed that shot completely.
Tyler Siegel, the sophomore for the Redskins, has grown up a lot in the last month and a half. He is playing like a senior right now. 6'7", soft Tyler Siegel. Token pressure, backcourt applied by Rushi. Here comes Worman up ahead to Burning. 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. We're even up at 47. Braun on a back cut. Burning can't get it to him. He keeps it. Gives it to Worman. Out high. Now Siegel. Cross court baseline. Rosengarten spins. Beneath the rim. Left corner Braun. Triple. Good! Dylan Braun rifles home a three ball. Fort Laramie is up to three. 3:25 to go. Garrity with a triple. It is bouncing. It's good! It's good! It hit the front rim. It hit the front rim. Hit the backboard above the square. And then swish through. Timeout Raiders. 50-50. 3:21 to go. Hunt Scores broadcast.com.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, you had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called, and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com.
Well, we sat through some stinkers early in this tournament, but boy, is it paying off now. It's all worth it. It is all worth it. And that's an understatement, big-time understatement. This is a phenomenal game. One for the ages. Upper bracket sectional championship here at Pickwick. This one will go down in the annals. 50-50. 3 minutes to go. Fort Loramie's got the ball. Baseline left, Dylan Braun, around a man, into the lane, to Worman, shot fake, pulls up, a two-pointer, it is short, no good, hit the rim, backboard, Siegel couldn't collect the rebound, and Rushi's Dylan Cordagna gobbles it up. 18 fouls on Rushi, 3 on Fort Loramie. Here's the ball pass down inside to Tebby. He's double-teamed, triple-teamed, raked away by Burning, out of bounds in the corner, Burning could not quite save it.
Boy, Evan Burning has been a man possessed tonight on both ends of the floor.
Now, he's played an excellent game. Everybody's given it their all. Hadn't been 1 ounce of loafing in this game. Highly physical, fast-paced, tremendous hustle each way. Knockdown, drag-out affair. Here's Tebby in the post for Rushi. Little half-hook shot. Missed it off the back iron. He was online hard against Siegel, though. Siegel got the rebound. Down the floor to Braun. Braun in traffic. Layup, no good. Tip Rosengarten, no good. Rebound by Rushi. Redskins missed an opportunity there. Each team missed short shots. 2 minutes to go, 50-50. Here's Trevor Monin, drive, left corner. Feeds Tebby, foul line, back to Garrity. A triple, bouncing, no good. Long rebound, banged out to midcourt. Braun's got it for Fort Loramie. Head coach Corey Britton right in front wants a timeout. 1:51 to go in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie 50, Rushi 50. Back in a moment on scorersbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in. And I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
M&A, Muffler and Tires, North Main and Fort Loramie with a huge tire sale you'll never get tired of. Savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, and more. Free pickup and delivery, too. Talk to Geppy at M&A Muffler and Tires, phone 295-3971, 295-3971. Jeff Gebhardt, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. After the timeout, Fort Loramie dashes Dylan Braun into the lane. He catches fade, shoots, no good. Long rebound, Tyler Siegel. Fort Loramie restarts. 1:25 to go. Fourth quarter, tied at 50. Redskins in the 1-1. On the attack, it's Worman coming out to catch his Siegel. If Rushi fouls, Fort Loramie shoots. 18 fouls on the Raiders, only three on Fort Loramie. They double Vernon, top of the key. Vernon squeezes off a driving layup. Makes it! Makes it! What a play by Vernon. He took Jake Garrity. He split him and Cordagna. Rushi by two. 51 seconds to go. Right corner, Cordagna. Dillon looks for York. Can't find it. Dillon, top of the key. Left side to Counts. 25 feet away. York at the foul line. 39 to play. Redskins up two. York at the foul stripe. Back out to Counts. 34 to go. Here is a foul, 25 feet from the basket, and it's burning. That's only the team's fourth.
Well, they wanted the foul, and that's what they did. They let them run about 30 seconds off the clock and then fouled them. They still got two more to give.
And now Rushi will throw the ball inbounds, three or four steps from midcourt on the sideline. 33.2 to play. Dillon Braun comes off the floor. Braun comes out. Brad Plyman checks back in. Here is Cordagna at midcourt. High post to York on a weave, a scissor. It goes to Dillon Cordagna. Driving layup. No good. He's fouled though. In and out, but Dillon Cordagna. Wow. That was close.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, that was a heck of a setup that time. And Siegel got there just a half a step late.
And the shot by Dillon Cordagna disappeared below the rim and came out. Now he's got to make two free throws under pressure. He swishes it. 25.3 to go. 25 seconds remaining. 52-51 Fort Lauderdale. Second free throw, Dillon Cordagna. One, two, three, bounce. It's up. It is short, no good. Short, no good. Rebound by Tyler Siegel. Immediately. Timeout Redskins. Timeout Redskins. Fort Loramie ahead by one with 23.2 to go in the fourth quarter. Check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Loramie. Always super deals. Follow the footsteps of so many satisfied Geyer's patrons who travel from Dayton, Lima, Fort Wayne, and Indianapolis. Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, and he's smiling today because after three generations of Geyer's, business is being done the very same way, with a big smile and great customer service. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at geyersinc.com. Now, Rushi, by fouling, will send Fort Loramie to the line for the 1-1. 18,000 of the Raiders. Ball inbounded to Werman. Werman scoots up the right side. Knocked away from behind by Garrity. It's loose. It's knocked all around. There's a collision. Who commits the foul? What's the call?
They call it on Rosengarten, and it's going to be Rushi ball, but they don't go to the free throw line.
Drew Werman raced up the right side of the court in front of the Raiders cheering section. Jake Garrity dove from behind, knocked the ball away. It didn't go out of bounds. It was batted way up into the air, backward to the middle of the floor. There was a collision. Players were pinballing. Foul on Rosengarten, the team sixth. Rushi inbounds, down by one. 13 seconds to go. Ball game on the line. Dillon Cordagna to Cole Tevy. On the arc, three-pointer Garrity. It is no good. Rebound Siegel. Rebound Siegel. Traveling on Siegel with 2.2 to go. 2.2 to go. Ball out of bounds below the basket to Rushi. Raiders possession. 52-51 in favor of Fort Loramie. I think a timeout will be called by someone.
Lee Day is confused. He thought it was a held ball call. It was a travel call. They didn't go to the arrow. It's Rushi ball out of bounds with 2.2 seconds to go.
Well, by way of recap, the long three-pointer by Jake Garrity rimmed, fell off the backside. He had clearance in the right corner. The nearest Fort Loramie man was 3 or 4 feet away. Tyler Siegel got the rebound, tumbled to the floor. It was ruled that he slipped and shuffled his feet. Raiders get the ball beneath the basket with 2.2 to go, down by one, and a timeout has been called by Fort Laramie, then Rushi, and we have got another short delay before the Raiders will inbound it. Well, they call a timeout. That's a good timeout. They're going to set up their best under their own basket inbounds play, and it's going to come right down to, can they defend them, and can they make a shot? And can Fort Laramie defend without fouling? Because they've got six. The next one's the 1-on-1. Well, I would be shocked if they don't set some kind of a screen, get the ball into York in the middle of the lane, let him take the shot. If Siegel guards him, though, and he takes that away, and you got to throw it back out, they do have guys that can absolutely shoot the perimeter. So this is coming down to one heck of a finish. 52-51. Fort Laramie leads Rushi by a point. 2.2 to go. Raiders ball beneath the Rushi basket. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning will give your system the tune-up it needs. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, which meets all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Laramie, on the web at TomJerry's.com. And we have a full timeout called again. Redskins get this one right in front of us with 2.2 to go. Well, they wanted to see what Rushi set up in, where they put York, where they would look like they were going to be able to set the screens, and they called the timeout. Now, Rushi has a choice to go to their second best inbounds play or go ahead and try to execute with Laramie knowing what they're going to try to do. Now, is there an audible call by the playmaker out of bounds?
Well, I mean, I never did that because I didn't want to put that kind of pressure on a kid in a high school game.
Right. Situation is this. Fort Laramie 52, Rushi 51. 2.2 to go in the fourth quarter. Raiders possession just to the left of the Rushi basket on the baseline. 16 fouls on Fort Laramie, 8 on Rushi. Inbounding left of the rim, Dylan Cordonier. Siegel is on York in the lane. Where will the ball be passed? Looking to lob, it goes to York in the paint. He catches, ducks under, spins, it's blocked. What a play by Drew Worthen. Drew Worthen sneaked up from behind. Drew Worthen sneaked up from behind. York had a point blank five footer. He was going to go off glass, and Drew Worthen from behind blocked it. Tyler Siegel was defending in front, and the fourth quarter Redskins pull off the shocker. A big upset turned in by Fort Laramie. The Redskins go to 13-12 on the year. They knock out the number 2 seed, Rushi Raiders, by 152-51. It was a stellar defensive play. Drew Worthen got a hand on the ball from the backside. Tyler Siegel was defending York in the front. Tyler didn't dare foul. He didn't dare foul. York was going to go off glass from darn near point-blank range, Chuck. Worthen with help defense, and it was super. Well, they knew where they were going to go with it, and I thought York did a good job because he caught the ball with pressure in the lane and then knew he had time to put it on the floor once, and he did get around Siegel, but boy, Worthen came over and made the athletic play of the night. Yep, that was a game saver because I think York was going to get the shot off in time, and he was close enough to make that one probably 95 times out of 100. Yeah, no doubt about it, boy. That was what we came out here to watch tonight. And the sad part is somebody goes home with a really sad bus ride and another one goes home really, really happy. At the Rushi Raiders are nipped at the buzzer here tonight by Fort Laramie. And the Redskins advance on to a Thursday, March 3rd, district championship game against either Southeastern or Cedarville. That game will be played next Thursday night at the UD Arena. Next Thursday, UD, Fort Laramie versus either Southeastern or Cedarville in a boys Division IV district title game. Fort Laramie Redskins pull off a stunner here tonight, nipping the Rushi Raiders by a point. Great defensive play by Drew Worman from the backside. He got a big-time cram on Josh York, who is going to make a short four-footer outside the lane of the right. On the block, he was going to use glass. You could see where he was aiming, Chuck, right for the window. He had just turned the corner a little bit with his shoulders on Tyler Siegel, and Worman with the defensive play of the game, of the tournament, of the season. And I will see Karen Fortman of Primary Eye Associates at 10:15 on Monday at the new office, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Hi, Karen.
You're good.
Well, that was what we came here to watch. And it's a shame. I mean, I will throw the cliches out there. It's a shame somebody had to lose that one. But that is one happy Fort Laramie group. And they turned their season around against Anna at home when they beat the Rockets. And from that point on, they're playing as good as they can play.
Well, we've got Corey Britton, head coach of the Redskins, out on the floor. And he is trying to catch his breath. He is being congratulated by everybody in the Fort Laramie community right now.
No doubt.
Oh, what a phenomenal game. Should we bring Corey over right now, Chuck?
Well, if you think you can get him calmed down, certainly.
Wow. You can hear the high fives being given to head coach Corey Britton. Corey's Redskins have pulled off a stunner, 52-51. It's a stunner in that Rushi was the number two seed. Fort Laramie lost to Rushi twice in the regular season, but these two clubs are arch rivals, fierce competitors, healthy competition. It was a knockdown, dragout game, a super contest, and I'm sure Corey will give all the credit in the world to Rushi. But the Redskins prevail, a 6-11 start, Corey. And for the first time all year, Coach, you're over 500 at 13-12. How about that?
It's unbelievable. Our kids, the way they fought through things, this game tonight was a microcosm of the season.
Yep.
We were 6-11. You know, things were really struggling in that second half. Things were really struggling too. I mean, I think they started on a 6 or 7-0 run to start the second half, and
yep,
our kids just kept plugging away. And I love our kids at that. I'm just so happy for them. They fought through so much. I'm so proud. God, it brings tears to my eyes. I'm just so happy for them. They deserved this one. They really did. We lost to Rushi twice during the regular season by 7 points, and to get this one tonight, unbelievable effort by our kids. Unbelievable.
Coach, if I would have told you before the game that midway through the fourth, Dylan Bronze got only 3 points, a two-pointer, a free throw, what would you have guessed the score would be at about that point in time?
Well, about 6 weeks ago, I'd have told you we were in trouble. But that's where we've came from right
yep,
there.
Yep.
We're such a team right now. Our kids get along with each other. They play for one another. And we just keep battling for one another. And I can't say enough. I don't even know what to say right now. I'm so speechless. That end of the game situation, okay, great rotation, team defense all over it. Unbelievable. We're just happy to keep playing.
Okay, recap what happened there in the final 2.2. A series of timeouts were called. Rushi was down a point. Raiders had the ball out of bounds below the Rushi basket. 2.2 to go. Take us through what went on during the timeouts, and then what happened on the floor in the final 2.2.
Well, we just talked about making sure they didn't get a rim run right there. We wanted to make sure if they caught it, they were going to catch the ball 5-6 feet away from the basket. And luckily, the York kid caught it there, and he went to his right hand, and we had four guys right there just waiting for him, and we got a piece of the ball there. And Just the kids' faces after we won was just amazing.
I gave credit on scoresbroadcast.com to Drew Werman, who came from the backside to get a big mitt, on the leather.
I'm not sure who did it. They might all four have had a hand on it, for all that matters. I'm just glad we survived in advance, and our kids are just happy to keep playing. This is such a great atmosphere. Our community was absolutely amazing tonight. I mean, when I took this job, they said it was a basketball community, and this place was blacked out, and it was awesome. And we're looking forward to next Thursday night down at UD.
And if Rushi played Fort Loramie next week, it'd be 52-51, might be the other way.
Right. And you know what? That's what we told our kids. We could play Rushi 10 times, and they might win 9. We needed to win 1, and that was tonight. And so unbelievably proud of our kids.
Coach, congratulations.
Thank you.
Good luck in the district championship game next Thursday night down at the UD Arena. Redskins will play next Thursday evening in one of two games at UD. Contests are set for 6 and 7:30. The opponent for Fort Loramie will be either Southeastern or Cedarville next Thursday night. Chuck, let's take a look at the scoring as we try to collect our thoughts and get our voices back. It has been an almost insane night here at Pickwick's Garden Gym. A spectacular upper bracket sectional final. It'll go down in the annals of tournament play here in Pickwick. I think is one of the very best tournament clashes ever between two outstanding Shelby County basketball programs.
Well, this is, I was counting, thinking about today, this is my 30th straight Pickwick sectional basketball, either at the scorer's table or over here now doing it with Scores Broadcast.
Best one you've ever seen?
It was in the top two if it wasn't the best.
Okay.
But I'll tell you what, Rushi was led in scoring by Jake Garrity with 11. They got 10 from Jonah Counts. He was terrific tonight. And on the other side of the ledger, they had three young men in double figures. They got Drew Werman with 16, and I have given Burning the Clancy's player of the game. But then on that last block, that was where he jumped in and tied him. And then 11 points for Tyler Siegel. I'll tell you what, he had 11 points, but he had to have four or five blocks and changed at least five or six more shots. So looking at the Clancy's players of the game on the Rushi side, I went with Jonah Counts. But on the Fort Loramie side, they're going to have to give out some certificates because I went with Werman and Burning and Tyler Siegel.
And before the season was all done, or I should say before the sectional tournament was all done here tonight, looking back, Chuck, Tyler Siegel, most improved player in the county over the course of the year?
No doubt about it. Yeah. I'll tell you, we talked to the coaches, and they were saying that he likes to hunt. He likes to do different things. And I think that hopefully he's getting excited about playing basketball because, my goodness, that sophomore could be an outstanding player by the end of his senior year.
Well, tonight he hunted for some baskets and got them, and he hunted for some block shots and got them too, and paved the way for Fort Loramie to victory over Rushi by 1 point in a highly thrilling, entertaining, exciting game here at Pickwick's Garbery Gym. 52-51. Fort Loramie takes it by a point, and that's the way it was at the half, 30-29 at the intermission break, as each club over the final two quarters of play pumped in 22 points, 22 for each side. They split 44 right down the middle in the second half. We had a few lead changes in the second half, including the fourth quarter. In fact, I noted that Fort Loramie went up by three at 52-47 with about 2 minutes to go.
And then Garrity came down and hit that three that tied it right back up.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now that's when Evan Burning made a great shot in the lane after a terrific steal at midcourt. That extended Fort Loramie's one-point lead to three. Then Jake Garrity launched in the three that caught a lot of rim, backboard, fell through. That knotted it at 50 and set the stage for the photo finish, 52-51, ball out of bounds to Rushi. Josh York got the ball in the lane, was patient, used every bit of the 2.2 remaining, looked like he was in position to release the ball before the buzzer. He was going to get the ball off and use glass, and he was close enough, Chuck. It was darn near automatic. On the block, he was straddling the lane. the side of the lane or inside it. And he had turned the corner just slightly on Tyler Siegel of Fort Loramie, and Drew Werman came out of nowhere from the backside, and he got a mitt on the top of the leather, and that sealed the deal.
Yeah, I mean, this is what you come out here to see, and the place was packed. Both sides played tremendous basketball. This was as fun as it gets watching high school basketball.
Unfortunately, somebody had to lose.
Well, and that is why, you know, they don't have that many ties anymore in basketball. They make a play, you know, and all the cliches say that, you know, it's a shame somebody had to lose it. And in this case, it's a shame somebody had to lose this game.
And we are seated right in front of the Fort Loramie cheering section on the west side. And
they were loud.
Yeah, and Redskin fans were coming by at the game's end. You may have heard me have a short conversation with one of them, Karen Fortman, Dr. Karen Fortman, one of the eight outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care. You may have heard us talk about the meeting we've got set for Monday morning. She came by and was tickled to death at Fort Loramie 1. But I don't know how many high fives Corey Britton received while he was standing right in front of us here at courtside.
Well, you know, it was a tough beginning of the season. Fort Loramie doesn't like to lose, not that anybody does, but the tradition at Fort Loramie is to win, and a lot of times here in Piqua, they're used to coming out of here. And early in the season when they were losing some games, I know he was under a little bit of pressure, but boy, did they turn it around. And they got a chance to go win another game or two.
Mm-hmm. Rushi Raiders were 21-3 coming into this game here tonight. They wind up 21-4. Rushi won the Shelby County League with a mark of 10-2, took the title. Jackson Center was second. Great season, and head coach Spencer Cordonier's first. Rushi put together a string of victories from mid-January on. Deep into the month of February, and I'll total them up real quick. 10 in a row. In fact, that 10-game win streak was started back on January 22nd when Rushi defeated Fort Loramie 48-44 in a game played at Rushi. But the Raiders' 10-game win string snuffed out here tonight, and the tourney trail ends for Rushi in heartbreak fashion tonight. Understand that Yellow Springs has upset Tri-Village in a Troy sectional championship game, D4 tonight at the Troy High School Gymnasium. Yellow Springs 51, Tri-Village 50. Upset there, upset here by almost the same score as Fort Loramie nips Rushi 52-51 at Piqua. And Yellow Springs turns away Tri-Village by a point down at Troy. And Chuck, the D4 Boys Regional is wide, wide open.
Right. I would say if you have to throw somebody as a favorite in there, and they still got to get there, you'd be looking at Fort Recovery. They're a really good basketball team. It is Fort Recovery, isn't it?
Lima Perry's still in.
Okay.
And Lima Perry is the number one seed in the Northwest District D4 that feeds down to this regional. Now, Lima Perry hasn't played the strength of schedule that the MAC schools, including Fort Recovery, have. But that D4 district is to be determined. We don't know the outcome of that championship game, which I may not. I don't think it's played till tomorrow. I'm not sure.
And they play a district up there,
yes,
though, don't they? Okay.
Yep. So, my mistake. Goodness gracious, Jack. The district next week is at UD for the two winners from here at Piqua. There are two games to be played in the Northwest District, a sectional championship and a district game.
Right up north.
So Lima Perry, Fort Recovery, whoever survives up there at the end of next weekend has got two more games to play. So the team that feeds the D4 regional at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena, the team that feeds it from the Northwest District, yet to be determined. Still four teams fighting for that championship up there. So that remains to be seen. Lima Perry, the number one seed, is probably the favorite.
Fort Recovery right behind. Minster's in the mix. St. Henry, who knows? And then you've got potentially now, you've got Jackson Center and Fairlawn vying for a berth in the district tomorrow. Jackson Center, Fairlawn vie for a berth in the district tomorrow. Fort Laramie's already advanced. Yellow Springs has already advanced by virtue of the victory over Tri-Village tonight. And we've got one other winner from Troy to be determined, Chuck, and that's either Southeastern or Cedarville. And that is played tomorrow night. Southeastern Cedarville play tomorrow night. Then you've got two games down at Cleves at Taylor High School in that sectional. And both of those games are tomorrow night. Miami Valley Christian Academy plays Fayetteville Perry. And Cincinnati College Prep Academy plays Cincinnati Christian. So two more district berths will be decided tomorrow night down at Cleves at Taylor High School. And they'll join Southeastern or Cedarville, one of those two, along with Yellow Springs, Jackson Center or Fairlawn, along with Fort Laramie. And then there will be a team eventually at the end of the week next week come down from the Northwest District. Could be Lyman Perry, could be a MAC school. But all of that said, unlike the last couple years when Tri-Village might have been the favorite with Marion Local right on Tri-Village's heels. Those two schools last season ranked in the top four or five in the state all year. Based on rankings, if Jackson Center survives tomorrow night, Jackson Center would head into the regional as being the favorite based on Associated Press ratings at the end of the season.
Well, I think that Jackson Center or Fairlawn, and obviously Fort Laramie, they have as good a chance as anybody to go play in Columbus.
Our Redskins are playing exceptional basketball right now. It's not even close to a 13-12 club. To sit and watch this game tonight and believe that this club lost a dozen games in the season.
Well, that's helpful, though, maybe down the stretch, because there's going to be some teams that look at that and take them a little lightly.
That's how far Fort Laramie, led by head coach Corey Britton, has come. Our Clancy Star of the Game winners, let's get to that finally.
Jonah Counts, and on the other side, Drew Werman, Evan Burning, and Tyler Siegel, all three of them. So we had four of them. Yep. Nothing I could do about it.
Brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And Chuck, to clarify something that we've maybe alluded to but haven't cleared up, the two Shelby County schools would meet in a regional semifinal if both won district games next Thursday. They would collide in a regional semifinal, which would mean then that a Shelby County school would be competing for sure in a regional championship and an opportunity to go to the state Final Four.
Right. Well, they're deserving, and I'll tell you, we've talked about other teams, but Fairlawn, again, also has the ability. But as long as you got, I've gone brain dead. You know what I'm talking about. Nate Lessing.
Oh, yeah.
You got him on the floor, you got a chance to beat anybody.
Yep. We've enjoyed it. Been a lot of fun. We're back here tomorrow night at 6:45, Fairlawn Jackson Center. Don't forget tomorrow, two girls district championship games for you. at 12:45. It's Fort Loramie against Cincinnati Country Day. And we'll follow that with Jackson Center against Tri-Village. Two very fine Division IV girls district title games tomorrow afternoon from Tippecanoe. Again, thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Gratitude as well to Custom Foam Products, to Brookins, and our entire range of sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com, including three new ones, Francis Schulte Company in Rushi, Primary Eye Care with five locations in the Upper Miami Valley, and Sydney Car Care. Plus these anchors, AAG Inc., now in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, new location in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News. Gratitude as well to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, the Bluffton University MBA program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney, Frisch's in Sydney, John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. The In-Between, just south of Botkins. The food's not in-between. It's out of this world. And in Anna, Wells Brothers, Inc., and Adams Tech Solutions. Rhett Gish has been our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Until tomorrow afternoon at 12:45 p.m., Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Piqua. Again, the final score, the Fort Loramie Redskins nip the Rushi Raiders to take the upper bracket sectional championship 52-51.
They're playing basketball.
Quickly, Berger the other way for the Redskins. Oh, what a shot! Berger on the dead run. She was clobbered from the side by a Tiger defender, hooked it high off the glass. Somehow, miraculously, it went in, and the official signals good. It counts, and that's the right call. Or it was one you would never make in horse, I don't think.
Well, if somebody fouls you in horse, you get the fight anyway.
Color and play-by-play of boys and girls high school basketball can be heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com, including the close shots and close games.
And look out now, Fairlawn can cut it to 2-1. Here is Lessing diving into the lane. Arches up a teardrop in front, hit the rim twice. Good, it went in. Wow, it's a two-point game, 51-49. Power move by Brady, around and out, no good. Stick back is in. Brady will remove the muscle man on the board. That trip down the floor.
Did a great job of staying with the missed shot.
Open look, 15-footer in again. Sarah Pettinger, red hot. She gains another jumper.
And you will jump for joy when you hear your favorite teams. The Anna Rockets, Botkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, Minster Wildcats, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets. They're all winners.
And you're right. It comes down to the coaching. It comes down to the philosophy. These kids don't expect to lose. They figure out a way to do it.
Gordon Beers to the right, still behind the arc. Loops it this side of the top of the key to Gallimore. And Gallimore jumps and shoots a triple. Nothing but court. All net. It was perfect.
Nothing but net. The internet. Scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a quick retry. Left wing. Trevor Modern. Bingo. He's got it for the Raiders. Meyer in the right corner. Set. Shoots the long three ball. Anna left her open. Swish. He's got it. Fine form of that jumper by Cassie Meyer. Here is Sosby faking left, going right. Drew lets one fly. Three-point land. We could tell that one was in all the way. And it is. Right down through the bottom of the well.
Oh, those state championship moments and special plays.
Baseline to Dylan Cordagna. Oh, look at it go. A reverse layup. What a shot by Dylan Cordagna. Well, that deserves a super califragilistic expialidocious. Good one. Both huge cheering sections of Fort Loramie fans behind us and across the way are going crazy. Edward at the shot, Steve Center.
the first state title in girls basketball for Fort Gordon. Redskins win it by 15. Let the game begin here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Chuck and I love what we do. We thoroughly enjoy bringing you Shelby County boys and girls basketball. We've got a passion for what we do. We hope you enjoy our webcast coverage. Let's get the party started. 25-footer, Hillscamp, good, good! Hillscamp rifles it a bomb.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.